Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And indeed, that is the message of the church until the end of time, that the temple of the Lord's body was truly destroyed on Mount Calvary, and 3 days after it was raised up. And indeed, we are even baptized into this mystery when we are baptized into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And today we celebrate a great feast in the life of the Church, the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of St. John the Lateran. It is a very significant feast in the life of the Church because, as often we are mistaken when we think that the See of St. Peter is St. Peter's Basilica itself, but it is not. It is the Church of St. John the Lateran. And so, when a Pope passes from this life and stands before the eternal judgment, it is the election of the successor of the Bishop of Rome that is done by the College of Cardinals, and he, by that election, is constituted the successor of St. Peter. And so, St. John the Lateran becomes a very significant church, the most significant of churches in the mystical body, because it is the residence of the Bishop of Rome, who is the Vicar of Christ. And so, from ancient times in the life of the Church, it was known as the mother and the mistress of all the churches of Rome and of the world. And indeed, that is because the Bishop of Rome resides there, and he is given the authority to preside over the Church of Christ, that divine institution that cannot be destroyed. And indeed, in the very life of this Church, we see often very great calamities that seem to have destroyed it. Earthquakes, fires, and all sorts of natural disasters, overrunning by the hordes of barbarians and other invading armies. But each and every time, this church has been rebuilt and rededicated by the Vicar of Christ, and that is truly a supernatural sign that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the Church of God. And St. John the Lateran tells of that mystery in the very life of the walls of that most extraordinary of all cathedrals. And so, it is a great honor for us as members of the mystical body to celebrate the dedication of the resident church of the Bishop of Rome, the successor of St. Peter, as the head of the Church, because he is, by that very fact, constituted the Vicar of Christ. And so, God will watch over his Church until the end of time, and we have only one thing to learn from this mystery, that where Peter is, there the Church is. And so, we pray often for that, for the one who resides in the Basilica of St. John the Lateran. It is a great mystery in the Church, but it is a mystery that will perdure until the end of time. And each and every time a society or a culture or a world thinks that it has destroyed the Church of Christ in the life of the Church of St. John the Lateran, we see that the Church is always built back up, and that is always done under the leadership of the Vicar of Christ. And so, this Church is intimately linked with the mystery of Christ in the protection he gives to Holy Mother Church. And so, we truly have nothing to fear, for in the very See of the Bishop of Rome, we see that mystery of God's protection over his kingdom, the one kingdom that he has established on this earth to inform all kingdoms. And if the world embraces the truths that come out from the Bishop of Rome, then it will truly embrace charity, because it has embraced faith, and by that faith it has a true hope that God will give to all what he has promised. And so, let us, especially in these times of trials and tribulations and the assault on all the doctrines of Holy Mother Church, and most especially that assault on the most important of all doctrines, the assault on the first article of the Creed, that we believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, let us pray that the Vicar of Christ may watch over the body of Christ, feeding us with the sound doctrine of the Lord, and most especially in his defense of the sacramental life of the Church. for the very fact that he is the Bishop of Rome gives him the authority over all the mysteries of God, and those mysteries are most precious because they are the seven sacraments. And so let us have constant recourse to them, and while we have recourse to the sacramental life of the Church, let us always commend to the Lord and his most holy mother the care of the Bishop of Rome and the care of this Church, so symbolic in the life of the Church, this church that is truly the mother and the mistress of all the churches of Rome and of the world, because it is the see of the Bishop of Rome, the successor of Saint Peter, the proof that God is faithful to that promise he gave to his first vicar, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. And so let the assaults of the demons and of their leader Satan come against the Church, because we know she stands tall, we know she stands strong, because the one whom God has given and entrusted her care to will always remain faithful and cannot deceive us in matters of faith and morals. And so let us strive to follow that man most extraordinarily united to the mystery of Christ and the mystery of the Immaculate Conception, the Vicar of Christ, who with the Mother of God and God himself stands as the three essential persons in this world. And so if we turn to him, then we will necessarily be fed by the sound doctrine of the Lord. And so let us pray that St. John the Lateran remains to stand as the testament of the protection that divine providence has provided for his Church, most especially that most extraordinary protection by which one man cannot deceive us in matters of faith and morals. And this is truly sound doctrine, and if we truly believe it, then we will remain within the bosom of Holy Mother Church, and there alone we will find that haven of safety that God has established in this life, in order that safely journeying in the bark of St. Peter, we will be deposited on the shores of all eternity at the end of our lives, where we hope to praise our good God together for all eternity.